Shalom, saints. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for this day that the Lord has given unto me and also to each one of you who is taking time even to listen to the Word of God, which I pray that it may be a blessing even unto each and every one of you. So I want us to continue from where we left yesterday. We read the book of Matthew chapter 21, and we are going to begin at verse 12. We saw that Jesus went to Jerusalem, and when he reached Jerusalem, the Bible tells us that all the city was moved, and they say, "Who is this?" And the multitude said that he is the prophet, Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And let's read verse 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the temples of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, "It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the reading of your word. Lord, our the author, and we pray that, Lord, you may grant us the grace, reveal it even unto us. Lord, may we catch the thought that is in thine word. So have your own way, because I pray, trusting and believing in Jesus' name. So, we have seen when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the Bible says he went into the temple of God. And when he went to the temple of God, say, he cast out all them that sold and bought, those who are making business in the temple of God, and he overthrew the temples of the money changers and the seats of them that were selling the doves. And in verse 13, he says, "My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it at the end of thieves." We are seeing that important thing that I mentioned in the beginning of this sharing, and that was, we must be cleansed. Now, Jesus entered into the temple of God, and we see the condition that was in this temple of God. The purpose of the temple, as our Lord Jesus Christ said, that it is written that my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. So, it became, instead of becoming a house of prayer, it became a den of robbers. It became a house of thieves. And the condition was so bad that the Lord Jesus Christ could not stand to see it. And that's why when he entered there, the Bible says he cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves. In another place, we see how he got a whip and thoroughly caned them and chased them and overturned the tables and, you know, threw the money. What was he doing? He was cleaning the temple, because it was no longer the house of prayer. So, and that's what we read in the book of Revelation, chapter 18. It's very interesting. Verse 1. Say, after these things, I saw another angel came from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitations of devils, and the hold of every false spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So, we see the condition that is in a denominational realm. This is what the Bible, when the angel was sent, then he saw the condition and he said it has become a cage of every false spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So we saw the other time of the slavery, or to be imprisoned, or to be tied. See, when people are not loosed, then they are subjected to traditions of men instead of the word of God. So why? It's because of those false spirits, an unclean spirit, and everything that is not according to the word of God has found habitation there. So now, Jesus, when he saw the condition of, as he entered into the Bible says that he entered into the temple of God. See? So he saw that this condition which was there must be cleansed. He washed it. He threw away everything that was not wanted, because it was supposed to be a house of prayer. So, friends, unless our eyes are opened and we are loosed or set free and cleansed, then we are not able to do something of eternal value. That's why when we read even in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, Jesus acknowledged that husbands love your, Paul said, husbands love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. So, Christ is washing his church by the water, by the word. It's the word that cleanses us. It's the word of God that purifies us. See, so that we may be, so that we may be in the service of God. We being set aside. That's why he promised even his disciples that go ye into Jerusalem. Wait upon the power of the Holy Ghost. And as John had promised the forerunner, the first forerunner, that he was just baptizing people for, you know, repentance, and then there is one that was coming, which he said is so great, that he was not even, he couldn't even untie his shoelaces. But he said, when he comes, he will baptize you with the Spirit and with fire, with the Holy Ghost and fire. So, what's that for? Is to cleanse us and put us in the service of God. And when we are receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then that's the moment that we are able to do extraordinary. Because he said, if you believe in me, see, the works that I do shall you do also. So we see, they say, washing us, to cleanse us by the washing, by the water, by the word of God, so that anything that could be in our lives, which not according to the will of God, must be cleansed and washed by the word of God. We see people like Nehemiah in the Bible. See, one night he went and surveyed to see the condition of the city, Jerusalem. And Nehemiah never told anybody. But he went, you know, secretly. He went to spy and he wanted to find out how is the city, how is the condition of that city. So he found even the temple had been destroyed, everything, the walls. The condition was so pathetic. But you see, Nehemiah did something that nobody could ever do. See, he risked his life. See, before he went, he prayed and he fasted. And that's why he said even he never told anybody. He never told the priest. See, he never told the leaders. But he went by himself. See, he did an extraordinary thing. We see people like Esther and Mordecai. When Mordecai went to see Esther and informed her how, you know, the enemies of the Jews were planning to eliminate all the people of God. So when Mordecai went there and informed Esther, we see what Esther said, pray for me. See? And they prayed and everybody fasted. And he said, I'm going to face the king. Even when it was no time to do that. But one thing Esther said, I'm going to go. If I die, let me die. If I perish, let me perish. Praise the Lord. So that's a life of sacrifice. That's a life of total commitment. Praise the Lord. And we see how when God intervened, you know, extraordinary work was accomplished. We see Elijah. You see, he's in the time of Jezebel and Ahab. Elijah stood for God. Elijah did something which was so extraordinary. See, Elijah did something of eternal value. So, friends, we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. And the Bible tells us, when we read in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, when them also which sleep in Jesus with God, will God bring them, will bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So, we see this is a promise that God has promised unto us. Coming for the bride. And truly, the Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. See, those three things that are going to happen, and say, the shout, the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and say, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We thank God because this is the scripture that God has fulfilled in our time, and is still, when it comes to that moment, which we are really eager to see and to be part of the fulfillment. Say, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So, resurrection and the rapture is not an ordinary thing. It's not an usual thing. But it is an extraordinary. And for us, to be part of that extraordinary, then these are three things that needs to happen in our lives. Our eyes must be opened. We must be loosed, set free. And then we must be cleansed. So, the promise is for the we must be perfect. For he's coming for a perfect church, he's coming for a clean church. So, that's why I say, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. The prophet said, if a spirit of a gangster, or if he has a spirit of a gangster, then he would be having guns and, you know, terrorizing people. And he say, if also somebody have the spirit of a mechanic, then he can tell somebody what is wrong with his car. So if the spirit of Christ is in us, we will do the works of Christ, because the life of Christ is in us. And that's why we saw yesterday, we read that these signs shall follow them that believe. Say, in my name shall they cast out devils, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. See, that is the ministry of the saints. That's the ministry of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. That if the Spirit of Christ is in us, we will do the works of Christ. And the works of Christ were extraordinary. Praise the Lord. See, we know resurrection, as I said, is not something that is ordinary. It is too unusual. That's why even those people could not even believe. It was an unusual thing for them to believe something like that can happen. See, even Christ's birth it is in itself. See, when they had the promise that a virgin shall conceive, it was something that was so unusual. Even Joseph himself could not even believe. That's why the Bible says he was minded. See, he wanted to leave Mary secretly. Because it was so unusual. It was something that had never happened before. See. But God came and revealed, even unto told Joseph never to do that. So, when extraordinary is done, it is easy to stumble many people. See, the way when God did send the prophet in our time, see, with a message, see, he did extraordinary, which many people were stumbled or offended. But we thank God, friends, saints, that God has raised a church in this moment, which are able to do extraordinary. So may the Lord bless you. God help us. Let our eyes be opened. Let's be set free. Then let's be cleansed. That's why God raised the fivefold ministry to perfect the church. May the Lord bless you. Have a good day, and may we continue praying for one another as we wait for his coming. God bless you.